weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're now into the third and final hour, and Lou Epton's just now firing up his show. We do this about once a year. KLAV out of Las Vegas, a fine radio station with a great lineup. Lou is one of the granddaddies in the Patriot movement, Truth movement, Freedom movement in this country. I've been interviewing Lou, and he's been interviewing me going back, I don't know, 15 years or so, ever since I first started even getting into this movement, before, right when I got on air. I think it's about 13 years, but I'd heard of Lou before that. And we're simulcasting right now. Lou Epton, are you there, my friend?
Right here, my friend, and it's great to be back with you. It's been too long.
Well, I'm really honored to be on your show, and it's great to have you here with us. What are some of the things you want to talk about this hour? You know, I've got this big headline up on PrisonPlanet.com. FBI thought bombs brought down towers on 9/11. Working premise that truck bombs aided WTC collapse dovetails with arrest reports that were later buried. Later, if you'd like, in the hour, we can actually play that clip. In fact, John, why don't you go up to Prison Planet? I forgot to tell you, and go ahead and grab that clip newscast so we can play that later. Lou, what do you think of that?
I love it. Alex, you know, we think so much alike because I'll never buy what the government wants us to regarding 9/11. And what you have and other people I've spoken to, there is not a doubt in my mind that this wasn't something we were heavily involved in. When I say we, I mean our supposed representatives, our own government.
So, well, the reason I bring that up and was talking about long before 9/11 as you were is that it's declassified that criminal elements of our government, i.e. the CIA, Defense Intelligence, staged terror attacks in Iran to blame it on their leadership and overthrow them. In Europe, they declassified in 2001 before the attacks that the U.S. headline planned to stage terror attacks as a pretext for war with Cuba and the Soviets, Operation Northwoods. The USS Liberty, our government with Israel, staged that attack on the ship as a pretext to attack, of course, the Arabs, mainly Egypt. So there's so many examples they now have declassified that it was a staged attack and that nothing really happened that got us into the Vietnam War with the Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, Lou, there are so many examples where they've done it in the past and then radiating the atomic soldiers, radiating 4,000 American children and killing them in radiation tests, telling parents they were getting x-rays and killing them to test radiation, our government funding Israel to do it. I mean, the cold-blooded stuff they've done before, why wouldn't they do 9/11? Then you look at the evidence and sure enough, it's an inside job.
Alex, they needed 9/11. They needed it to get the Patriot Act passed, for one. They needed it for a number of reasons, but I'll tell you, I sit here and I've often said, and my people know this, what we're witnessing is the greatest show this world has ever seen. Everything that's happened, we've been involved in, we've helped plan, it's all taking us toward this one world government, and the latest thing to happen, and I believe it's worth discussion, is the what they call the Lost Treaty, the Law of the Seas Treaty, turning most all of the water on the planet over to the United Nations.
I tell you what, we've got a break in a minute and a half, but let's come back, get into this new 9/11 information, and then let's get into these treaties, Law of the Sea, Law of the Sky, the SPP, the meeting Bush had a month and a half ago. They even released those documents. We are going under United Nations control.
No question about it. We've got internment camps right here in our own area of southern Nevada. They've got them, I think, mostly all across the nation already for those, well, for folks like you and me.
Well, absolutely. And, Lou, before we break, tell folks about your fine station, the frequency, and how my listeners, who may have never heard it, around the country when they're in Vegas or around it can tune in.
Okay, thank you, Alex. KLAV is one of the older stations here in the southern Nevada market. It is a unique situation in that they allow people such as yours truly to come on the air and expose what we know to be fraud. I've been with them. Well, I started with KLAV back in 1991. I mean, boy, time goes by. And they've been absolutely wonderful in every way, shape, and form. I've gone to a couple of other stations for short periods, but I always keep on coming.
Well, they're a big station. They're an old station. I hear about it all the time, and I listen to clips of you on the web. Lou Epton, stay there. We'll be back in 3 minutes to get into 9/11 and the globalist takeover.
Oh. The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, we reported on this years ago, but it broke again this weekend with some new developments, new clips that resurfaced. So it's big news right now. FBI thought bombs brought down the towers on 9/11. Working premise that truck bombs aided WTC collapse dovetails with arrest reports that were later buried. According to terror expert interview on USA Today on 9/11, the FBI's initial working premise was that trucks packed with explosives aided the collapse of the Twin Towers. The fact that dovetails with reports of Middle Easterners being arrested after running away from truck bombs that later exploded that day. Now, Lou Epton, are you there, my friend?
Here.
Lou, we had Arabs telling the local newspapers the week before those buildings won't be there the next day. We had Odigo, Haaretz reporting in Israel, calling and saying, yeah, we got a warning. We told our employees, the Israeli employees, to get out. And we had FBI agents arrested for doing insider trading. We had Buzzy Kromgaard in trouble with Blackwater covering up arms smuggling right now, involved in insider trading. It seems like everybody knew. But then the president said he'd never heard of any such plan. And then on top of it, of course there had to be bombs in the buildings. I don't believe truck bombs. They were too well placed. We can see the squibs. But at least the FBI, because you know, a lot of them weren't involved, obviously. It's a compartment of the government, thought there had to be bombs because it was obvious. And they were reporting that bombs were going off in the towers, including Building 7.
For the goodness sakes, the firemen, those who survived that horrendous event, are telling us that there were bombs in the building. I got to tell you, I've watched buildings come down here in Las Vegas, what they can call controlled demolition. It was identical to what happened at the old Dunes Hotel. I mean, it came straight down. The same thing happened with the Twin Towers. There are so many unanswered questions regarding what really went on that fateful day. I have tons of evidence. You have tons of evidence. We both have lots of questions, and there's nobody there to answer them. And the commission they put in place to report on what they say happened was rigged, and we both know it. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind, and I hate to say this, but there's not a doubt in my mind about what went on that fateful day of September 11th. Those buildings were planned for destruction. They were both loaded with asbestos. It would have cost a veritable fortune to try and clean that asbestos out of the buildings. What better way to get the job done and save money? And then there's the story of, I believe his name was Silverstein, who took over the buildings and insured them for a few million dollars and collected billions of dollars after the demise. There's a story of the reporter from the BBC, get this, standing in front of Building 7, live, on the air, reporting to the people in Great Britain that Building 7 had already collapsed. It did? Well, what in the hell was that standing behind her?
It's incredible. We're talking to KLAV AM 1230 talk show host in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's been on since 1991, 16 years there. I remember him interviewing me 13 years ago. Again, he was out there on radio on a big station when literally nobody else was. Lou Epton pioneering fighting the New World Order. We are so honored. To have him on air with us today right here on the GCN radio network. Lou, how about we play this couple-minute clip of USA newspaper television that day interviewing a terrorism expert about truck bombs in the buildings?
Before we do, let me just add something. It is my honor to be on the air with you. You're a young man like I've never known before in my life who is standing up for the truth, exposing the fraud of what's going on, and it's an honest pleasure just to be able to share the airwaves with you wherever the world were being heard.
Well, Lou, you're a sweetheart, but I'm not as young as I used to be. Yeah. I've definitely put a lot of miles on the odometer, but again, I'm just glad folks like you were out there before I was fighting the globalist, and again, you've done so much for this country, my friend, so God bless you as well. Here is that first clip, and the next one is of Dan Rather. Here it is.
Joining me is Jack Kelly. Now, he is a foreign correspondent, war correspondent, and just came back from Israel. He has some information about these attacks. Jack, what can you tell us happened first in New York?
Apparently, what appears to happen was that at the same time two planes hit the building, that the FBI most likely thinks that there was a car or truck packed with explosives underneath the buildings, which also exploded at the same time and brought both of them down.
Now, that's the first time we're hearing that. So two planes and explosives that were in the building, is that correct?
That is the working theory at this point. That is still unconfirmed, but that is what the FBI is going on at this point.
Now, here in Washington, can you tell us what happened with this jet? We believe it's an American Airlines jet that was going from Dulles International Airport to Los Angeles. Can you tell us about that?
At approximately 9:45, the plane hit side of the building over there. There are confirmed deaths at this point. This is thought to be part of a coordinated attack. This is the first time that U.S. officials will actually say that this is part of a coordinated attack, and I don't think it's exactly over yet.
It is not over yet.
They don't believe it's actually over yet. They're taking precautions. Within the last couple of minutes, the White House has approved sending two aircraft carrier battle groups, one into the Chesapeake Bay, the other outside of the New York City area, to prepare and defend for possible future attacks.
Now, Jack, as these battleships are headed out, does this mean war?
Lawrence Eagleburger, the former Secretary of State, just told us that this is a declaration of war as far as he is concerned. He said this is the biggest attack against the U.S. since Pearl Harbor more than 60 years ago.
So why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? We're 14 of the 19 hijackers came from, even if you believe the official story, why are we going to Iraq? Just like we're about to go into Iran. And, Lou, they think the public's so dumb, they keep saying Iran, love them or hate them, is a al-Qaeda country and aids al-Qaeda. Iran is run by Shiites, the opposite group of al-Qaeda, the Wahhabists. And they hate them, and they hate Saudi Arabia. How dumb do they think the public is?
Well, obviously they think they're as stupid as a box of rocks, and you know what? On occasion, I got to think, you know, I hate to say this, but we've been so dumbed down that we're willing to accept anything the propaganda machine known as television and mainstream press is willing to tell us. I mean, how many people do you talk to that really question anything they hear on TV or read in the daily? I mean, what they're not telling us is so much more important than any of the dribble that they're releasing. And if you want to get into the 9/11 situation in a big way, you know, if you find one real flaw, then you've got to question the whole thing. And I'll tell you what I think was the most glaring flaw of all was what they claim went on at the Pentagon. For the gosh sakes, Alex, I mean, anybody with half a brain that took a moment to investigate this, you look at the damage to the building, you look at the lawn. I'm sorry, you'll never convince me that that was hit by a 737. Quite the opposite, I think it was hit, in my personal opinion, a missile.
Well, certainly they won't release the good videos they've got, so they definitely want that to be a deepening debate. It is very suspicious, that 16-foot hole. But, Lou, what about the admissions by Colonel Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, that they trained three of the hijackers there in spy training? What about the two embassy heads, Springman and the other one, I've interviewed both of them, saying that they were told the hijackers were U.S. government agents and that their terrorism designation was a cover and that they were supposed to let them back into the country by the State Department and CIA? Or MSNBC and Newsweek reporting that the hijackers were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. That has all been proven. I mean, the fact that they were trained at bases and then we're supposed to not talk about that, or that the official story is a fraud, or that Bush never said he never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings, and it turned out the British, the U.S., everybody done drills of it. In fact, John, did you grab that clip today? I forgot to ask you. John's running the show up in Minnesota. I'm in Texas. The clip with the BBC, we're back in the 60s, they ran the drill of flying a jet into the British Petroleum. And you have the Dan Rather clip. Let's play the Dan Rather clip. This is him that same day now reporting on how they caught all these people with trucks and explosives residue and maps and box cutters and all this stuff. And then it's admitted that they were Mossad agents. And I'm not saying Mossad did it. I'm leaving that open for debate. The point is, why isn't this back in the news? Here it is.
Very recently tonight, within the last few minutes, repeated that he believes that there are some people still alive in the rubble in and around the World Trade Center. And word late tonight that two suspects are in FBI custody after a truckload of explosives was discovered around the George Washington Bridge. That bridge links New York to New Jersey over the Hudson River. Whether the discovery of those explosives had anything to do with other events today is unclear, but the FBI has two suspects in hand, said the truck load of explosives, enough explosives were in the truck to do great damage to the George Washington Bridge. But they arrested the two suspects and they are questioning them as we speak. President Bush says the death toll at the World Trade Center and today's...
Lou Epton, then they caught him in Tennessee. They caught him in Mexico City with explosives. This is pretty darn suspicious, and then the media was ordered to shut up about it.
How about that? Yeah. And the media takes its orders and marches right in lockstep with whatever they're told.
Lou, what do you think the establishment's going to do, though? I mean, in major polls, more than half the public thinks it's an inside job. 84% in scientific polls believe they're being lied to about 9/11. What is the establishment going to do? They carried out these attacks. We don't have all exactly what happened, but we know that the official story that it was done by guys from a cave is a lie. What are they going to do now that we've taken their favorite tactic of staging terror and basically destroyed it?
Well, I think they're just going to keep marching the way they are and ignore whatever the public wants to know about, and they've gotten by with it so far. There's nothing to force them to come out and admit any wrongdoing in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, unless, and it's not easy to get the public really aroused enough. You know, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, we've got to have a revolution, nothing like that, because in the history, I think, of the planet, unless people are, first of all, hungry and homeless, they're not about to do anything. And the majority of our citizenry still lives fairly well. So they're just going to go along and hope that somebody else will figure it out and expose it, and nothing much else is going to happen. But I'd like to think maybe, just maybe, you know, I'm one of these rare people. I do believe in our Lord. I do believe he's watching what's going on. And I do know for a fact that in the end we're going to win. But I have this bad feeling it's going to get a lot worse before it starts getting better.
Lou Epton, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's get into that subject you wanted to raise, the Law of the Sea Treaty. The whole international takeover of our governments, the handover, the infrastructure, the ports, the roads, the power plants, it's all happening across the country, across the planet. We're talking to Lou Epton, ladies and gentlemen, from KLAV AM 1230 in Las Vegas.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Short segment, long segment coming up with Lou Epton. Who knows? We could take some phone calls, Lou, from Las Vegas. You can give out the number and you can air them from your side, or I can give out the number 1-800-259-9231 on any subject you want to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. He's out there in the grasslands. That's what Las Vegas translates into, I'm told. The grasslands of skyscrapers and casinos and swimming pools. We're here deep in the heart of Texas and Bush-controlled New World Order, fake conservative country as we defend the republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Lou, I'm glad you brought up the Law of the Sea, the Law of the Sea Treaty, because I don't talk enough about that, and there's so many international takeovers. What, 74% of the world's surface is covered in salt water, and another 1% is covered in fresh water. They claim now under this full control of the oceans and want to tax all cargo and fishing and actions that go on it. This would really give them a big part of the global tax they want. They're pushing for the other part, of course, right now through global warming, man-made global warming hysteria and fraud and all these new taxes. But fill folks in on the Law of the Sea Treaty, Lou.
Pretty much. I mean, I can't go into great detail because I don't know all that much more about it, except that it'll put the water, which is the majority of the planet we live on, under the control of the United Nations, which, by the way, from where I sit, has never been a friend of the United States, not since day one. But if you look at the overall picture, which is globalism, and we're well on the way there right now, and this is the agenda of what's going on, they want the open borders. They want to first turn our area into what they call the North American Union, merging Canada, Mexico with the United States. But that's not the end of it. Once they've achieved that, then they'll go for step two, where the end result is a one-world government with a very few elite at the top, and then there'll be the rest of us, and we'll do exactly what we're told, or we won't be able to buy food or anything else. It's really that simple. Between the biochips they've got and this credit card situation they've got running where, as Visa likes to say, money slows us down. I mean, come on. We're being invaded right now by how many illegals? Not what the government wants you to believe. I personally will tell you, as far as I'm concerned, we've got over 30 million illegals right now running rampant across the nation. Now we're offering them all of our freeways and highways to the Mexican truckers, whose trucks are not up to standards, whose drivers are not up to standards, which is not my idea, but which is admitted by most everyone. And what will that do to the American truckers? Well, obviously, it'll call for lower wages because you can't compete with the kind of monies that they get if they're working through Mexico. I mean, the whole thing, the invasion. This idea that I love it. Hillary's proposing national health care again. That's socialism or communism by whatever name you want to stick on it.
Which gives them total control. She says you have to go to the doctor each year. They're going to decide what you're injected with.
Yeah.
They're going to have social workers that watch you and your family, that give you visits. This is all about kidnapping your children, getting into the system, this all-powerful state that tracks everything you buy, tracks everywhere you go and what you do, that can turn your national ID card off for buying and selling, which they're now pushing, which can inject you with whatever they want. I mean, this is nightmare control, and you've got all these fools out there that think the state cares about them and loves them when all it wants to do is get full control over you.
By the way, Alex, you know what the whole movement, what the equality movement for women was honestly all about?
Tell me, Lou.
To destroy the American home. Let them all run out and work so the state can raise your children. Come on. One of the biggest industries in the country today is called daycare centers. Do you really think they give a damn about your children?
Well, we know they don't. We've interviewed Charlotte Isabey and others high level in the Department of Education. It was all about breaking down the family. Of course, now she admits it. She's written a book about it and been questioned about it, admits it. Gloria Steinem was approached by the Central Intelligence Agency in the early 1960s to go start Miss Magazine in the late 1960s, and so they could get women out of the home and get the children and then double tax. And then she went out and got married and had children and everything else. Told other women not to, though. Again, CIA operative 110%.
No question about it, unfortunately, but look what they've done to... Do you know the strength of our nation when we went into World War II? The real strength, what made America the greatest nation, as far as I'm concerned, on the face of this planet, the family. Think about that. We had families up until World War II, and when the guys all ran out to enlist, and it was just... Everyone wanted to go out and help this country because it was their home, a great country. I don't know how to say this sometimes, Alex. I get very frustrated. But I am a believer in family and family value, okay? they worked against us for so long and so hard. It's an uphill battle from here on out, if we have any chance left at all.
Lou Efton is our guest. We're simulcasting with KLAV right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back and take some of your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
It's 1-800-259-9231 is the number to call in here. Lou, why don't you fire out the phone number if folks want to call into the Vegas station?
Well, we got a couple here. Our local number, of course, is 731-1230. Our toll-free is 1-866-820-5528. Alex, if I may just mention real quickly, we have Leon online. Is it okay? Let's take that call. Leon, good morning. You're on with Alex Jones.
Yes, good morning, Lou, and good afternoon, Alex. I hope he's there.
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Hey, what I was wondering about, you've been able to maintain such a great sponsorship with your program for so long. I'm wondering how the Lou Eklund program can take advantage of those same ideas and wondering how important it is for listener support in your radio program so folks listening to the Lou Eklund program get that also. And I'll listen up here. Thanks.
Let me first say, Alex, believe it or not, you've got a large following right here in Southern Nevada. People absolutely love you, and I totally understand it.
Well, they're fantastic folks. I'm just trying to do my job and get the word out. But I do have quite a few sponsors. We have a large audience. We're on over 50 AM and FM stations, shortwave internet, satellite, things like that. But I mean, really, it's just the listeners out there taking the audio files from the show, getting the word out that lets us continue our operation. But obviously, you're doing decent too, Lou, if you've been there since 1991. But yes, supporting talk shows, spreading the word about the talk shows, that is so important. And when you've got a great AM host like Lou and your area, I know most of you already know this, but every day, don't forget, tell somebody else at a red light, tell somebody at school, tell somebody at work, hey, at lunch, tune in and listen to Lou Eklund. That's how we spread the word. Tell folks about LouEklundShow.com. We've got a link to it up on InfoWars.com. Nothing can beat that word of mouth. The key for the success of a show is to have good information, obviously, but also that the listeners spread the word.
Okay, let me ask you something, Alex. How did you first begin getting involved in broadcasting? I think a lot of people would like to know, and I'm so grateful you did, and I'm so grateful that you're there and you're on, because I can't think of anyone else that hits a nail on the head as well as you do.
Oh, well, there's a lot of folks better than me.
I mean that, but go ahead.
I just doubt folks work as much as I do. In 1994, about a year or so after the massacre at Waco, I got really informed about the New World Order to a certain extent, the Federal Reserve being private, kind of a mainline Ron Paul-type Republican, but by mainline, I mean Ron Paul-style mainline. Hardcore libertarian, whatever. And then Oklahoma City happened, and local Austin Access producers, I'd already been down there volunteering and helped on a few of the shows, had all these raw footage of bombs in the buildings being removed, being an inside job, of grand jurors saying it was an inside job, they were told to shut up. And so I got on the air as a guest host then. And then by early 96, I'd been on the air a while, about a year, and I got approached by folks that were about to switch a rock station to talk, and they put me on 3 hours Saturday night. It got good ratings. They put me on weeknights, and then there was a little fledgling shortwave / satellite network called Republic Broadcasting. I interviewed Mark Kornke and John Statmiller, and they said, let us carry your feed, your weekday feed, your Saturday feed over the telephone line over this. And then it just exploded from there. And then that went belly up, I think, in like 98. And Ted Anderson been their biggest sponsor. They asked him, hey, please help us stay on, start something new. He did that, and the rest is history. Here we are, Lou, but enough about me. That's really kind of boring. But I started out on Access TV.
Okay. Now, I was just curious because it's a great feeling to know that you're there, you're out there, and you're getting the word out in large fashion, and I only wish there were a couple hundred more like you. Unfortunately, I can't think of anybody else that comes anywhere near what you're doing. We have another caller online right now, if it's okay, though, Alex.
Yeah, let's go, Tom.
Okay, Stephen, good morning. You're on with Alex Jones.
Yes, good morning, Alex and Lou.
Yeah.
My two favorite talk show host. I'm really proud of you guys getting together and attempting this. Alex, Lou doesn't know it yet. I've been putting together kind of a synopsis of your 3 hours and sending it out. I got about 50 or 60 people that I email it to and ask them to forward it. I try not to do too much editorializing, but just to try to identify what could be the really good points for them to consider listening. My thinking is that if I can get them to listen to an hour, they're probably going to be hooked. That's what happened to me about 6 or 7 months ago. A friend said, do you ever listen to Alex Jones? You can listen to it on my computer. And I've been hooked ever since.
Well, that's how it works. We also have the podcast.
Yeah.
And the people can download for free.
And Alex, I've been sending it to Aaron. I haven't received a response. Hey, quit doing that. So I guess it's pretty much, Lou, I'll send you a copy of it.
Hey, we just want to get the word out, my friend. Thank you for what you're doing.
That's where it's at, and I appreciate both your efforts. And
thank you, Stephen.
You're both to be rewarded, I'm sure. Take care.
By the way, Alex, did you cover the Aaron Russo film? It was absolutely magnificent.
American, you know, I'm glad you raised that. I was going to. I knew that you were friends with Aaron, yeah. And his passing is really a sad thing. But what a legacy he left! Oh. I mean, what a life worth leading! What a, I mean, somebody at the end of his life, people say, "God bless him," instead of "Who cares?"
Yeah. And how, but that video, I mean, that film, I just wish we could make sure everybody saw it, because it really nails it so succinctly, and it just makes it darn. I was very proud to be a friend to his and help him get started when he ran for governor here.
Well, speaking of, absolutely, speaking of films, you can go to whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com or go to infowars.com,
yeah,
or prisonplanet.com. There's big links to watch the three movie trailers. We're going to have the official, you know, really fancy trailer we did coming out at the end of this week, but we've got three trailers. One of them is the intro to the film. The other two are little minute-long synopses of different sections of the film. And Endgame gets into the global master plan to exterminate 80% of the population. Yep. We all know that. We have the Audubon Society quotes and the World Wildlife Fund quotes and Prince Philip and Ted Turner and all these people. And we know that billions have been given for population reduction, and they put it in the vaccines. We now go to the Bilderberg Group, show you who the global elite are, show you their history in the first half, and then an hour plus of it is all eugenics, how they took over, their master plan, and it's going to be out on the web at prisonplanet.tv on October 26th, Lou, oh. And then it's going to be back, and it's going to be out shipping on DVD November 1st. We haven't started pre-sales yet. That's going to start in 3 days, pre-sales are, and I want everybody to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement out to everybody. Let's take a call from Richard in Connecticut.
Okay.
Richard, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Lou Epton. Welcome.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. I was thinking about that show, that View show that was supposed to have the Loose Change crew, and I was thinking that the only way, the reason why it was preempted was that the people in the media know that 9/11 was an inside job. If 9/11 was not an inside job, they would have let the people from the Loose Change crew on that episode say what they wanted.
Yeah. Well, again, Rosie tried to get him on, tried to get William Rodriguez on, and she was told no. She was offered more money not to leave, but told we'll have editorial control. And and again, I disagree with a lot of things Rosie believes in, but I admire her passion and her courage to turn down a multi-million dollar a year contract and leave because she wasn't allowed to stay or do what she wanted.
Right. And imagine if the whole Loose Change crew were to get this copy of the Endgame, not just the Loose Change crew, but the We Are Change movement, and all chapters of the We Are Change movement were to have their own personal copy of Terror Storm Special Edition and this Endgame coming out, have both filmed.
Well, supposedly in a few months, they're tweaking it right now. It's a great film, the final cut of Loose Change, so we'll see how that develops. Richard, thank you so much. Dave in Connecticut. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Big fan of your show. I was wondering, Bradley Butler once said that banks loan countries money, and when they don't pay, they get invaded.
Yes, he said war is a racket. Yes, he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
So is the U.S. being set up to be invaded since we have such a huge debt?
Well, that was called gunboat diplomacy, and that went on from, say, 1850 through the 1930s. And what would happen is they would land the Marines in total, I think, what, 8, 9 different countries over those 60, 70, 80 years. And they would give a loan to a dictator knowing he wouldn't pay it back. And then when he didn't pay, he would leave, and then they would invade. Now we have the IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz got out in 2002, a Nobel Prize winner, chief economist, World Bank. And in that, it states they pay him and then tell him don't pay it back. And it's at, on average, about 25% interest compounded and go even higher. And they go in and then get the infrastructure, the water, literally the people are signed over as collateral, and then they get control. And so on a $1 billion debt, a nation will end up paying, like Nigeria, 60-something billion in interest on that, loans made in the 70s, and then they get just full ownership of the country. And then that's fiat currency issued out of nothing, backing up the IMF and World Bank, so the bankers just created out of nothing. Lou Epton?
Yeah, no, no argument. You know, you talk about the film Loose, put up by Loose Change, which is really, I've got a copy, it's outstanding. But I was going to ask you, Alex, are you also familiar with Dave Monclais and his 9/11 in Plain Sight and his newest 9/11 Ripple Effect? He's got a lot of important people on that, and they're all verifying what we've been talking about, that this whole situation of 9/11 was a setup job.
Oh, sure, I'm aware of those films. Dave's a nice fellow here on the network. Lou, let's go ahead and take another call. Thank you, Dave. Joe in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak with you both.
Yeah.
Alex, I had some information for you. Not too old, but here in a talk show that goes on in the morning in Kansas City called Tell Somebody on 90.185, they were interviewing the mayor, Mark Funkhauser, mayor of Kansas City, Mark Funkhauser, and they were speaking about the NAFTA Superhighway.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
The host questioned him about it, and of course, the mayor denied knowing anything about the highway, but he did admit that they do have plans to use the railroad from Mexico to bring all the goods in from Mexico.
Mexico already took over the former second-largest train station in the country, right there in St. Louis. That's official news. In the official TxDOT and Federal Transportation Department documents, they call it the NAFTA Super North American Highway, North American Integration. And now when they get heat, they just deny it exists. I mean, this is the incredible, but again, the massive lie. Then we spend all day debating and talking about how they're liars.
Yeah.
Listen, a month ago, an international tribunal ordered the U.S. to open up to Mexican trucks, and it started happening. International tribunals every couple days have more power than Congress because they signed it away. I mean, we're under United Nations regulations on our national parks. They're talking about international regulations on over a 3,000 square foot house. You'll pay taxes. It's already in place in England. I mean, they're just doing it right now. They're talking about, we always said they were going to come out with a new gas tax and fuel tax and energy tax. Now they're announcing it. But, you know, they kept saying, do something about global warming, and I'd tell people it's a tax, and they would deny it was a tax a year ago. Now they're announcing it's a tax, but then saying there is no tax. They say it is a tax, but it doesn't exist. I mean, that is a psychological warfare tactic just to take you back, and they know that 60% of the public doesn't read or check anything out, so they just hear that and want to rationalize and procrastinate and say it isn't true. I mean, Lou, what do you think of just the unbelievable lying that's going on now?
Well, it's not new. It's been going on for decades. I wish more people were more aware of it, obviously. But, you know, we talk about the NAFTA highway. Let's call it what it really is. You see, highways and freeways are under state control. This is going to be a corridor. Is there a difference? You better believe it. Corridors are under federal control.
And this one is under international auspices, so it's key arteries of control and taxation to control movement. How did Rome control Germania, Gaul? How did it control Judea? How did it control Greece? How did it control North Africa, Egypt? How did it control its holdings? It owned the roads and used them as tax and control and checkpoints to regulate, and they admit that they're going to use the money from this to fund North American integration infrastructure. So right there, the money for this goes to build up their infrastructure, not the old infrastructures of the states and the federal level. I mean, it's global government taxation in our face. They're building it right here in Austin, and you can't even, I mean, it's unbelievable, Lou.
No, I know it. I'll tell you, I look at my kids, I look at my grandkids, and I'm really, there are times I wish I'd have stayed single all of my life, because the life they're going to lead, the life young folks are going to lead, I feel like I've been very lucky having been born when I was, and I just hate the thought of the kind of world they're growing up in.
Well, good people are getting involved thanks to people like you, Lou. Let's talk to Mark in Canada. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Okay. Good. Hello to Lou, too. I've never
Thank
heard you.
You
before, but I'm happy I'm hearing you now. I got two comments. The first is, you know, the art of war, the expression, you can't start a revolution on an empty stomach?
Yeah.
I think we're at the point now where we're at the Thanksgiving dinner and we haven't left yet. We're that dumbed down by just the entertainment, the distractions, everything else.
Yeah.
And to all the police brutality that's coming out and the tasering and everything else, I think the only protection we have now is to carry a camera, whether it be a cell phone camera, a little hand cam, anything. And if you're just going to stand there and do nothing anyways, at least have the courtesy to record it and get it to somebody who will. And that could be, you know, your buddy's kid if you can't figure out how to work it. But just get everything out, because the only thing that's protecting these people from, like, the Montebello provocateurs, kid getting tasering, the only thing that's protecting them is it being recorded and put out on YouTube.
And by the way, it's now admitted the cops were hitting people trying to stage a riot so they could attack peaceful protesters. That's now mainstream news.
Yeah.
A major victory against government-sponsored terror. That's what that is. They're having a North American Union summit. They don't want people protesting. They see no protesting in the city. People show up anyways, and they're more sophisticated than Burma.
Yeah.
Instead of just coming out and shooting everybody, they have their guys dressed up, starting fights so they can then shoot rubber bullets at everybody. That is a training aid and a prelude to real bullets being used. Lou Upton?
Absolutely. And, you know, you stop and think about it. People keep hollering about the war that's going on right now over in Iraq. Do you know how many American service people are left here in our country protecting our shores?
Did you know that they have well over 200,000-plus foreigners who were illegal aliens, many of them aggravated felons, now in our military?
Yeah. Think about that, because it's really important. Right now, we do have a caller online from our area, if it's okay, Alex.
Let's take it.
Mark, that would be you, and we say good morning. You're on with Alex Jones, and yours truly.
Hey, gents, how are you guys doing?
Hey, I tell you what, Lou, we got a break for the final break. Let's come back to him, okay?
Okay, hang on.
We're going to be back in three quick minutes. We'll go right to Lou's caller, and then I got to wrap it up with Lou Upton. We need to do this more often, not just once a year, Lou.
Okay, you got a deal, Alex.
All right, we're
back.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.com.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated, for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is home. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of...
Well, I really appreciate Lou Upton coming on with us. I'm into the final segment here. Before we take that final call, Lou, I just wanted to add that if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, it says FBI thought bombs brought down towers on 9/11. In the Dig comments there on the Dig message board, they're saying, oh, we thought it was thermite. We thought it was bombs in the buildings. You're saying now it was truck bombs. No. We're showing that the FBI, the way the buildings blew up, thought there were bombs too, because it looked like controlled demolitions. And then they arrested people with explosives in trucks and were ordered to let them go. That's what we said. We need to add that so people can't spin what we're saying. We're showing the official story as a fraud. Lou, you want to go to that caller?
Okay, we've got him. Mark, you're on, and let's go for it.
Hey, it's good to hear you guys together. I live here in Las Vegas, longtime listener of the Alex Jones Show. I just wanted to bring your guys' attention. Alex, you might be interested in this. There's a book that came out recently. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's called Falling Off the Thin Blue Line. And it's about the steroid problem in law enforcement.
Yeah, they've done federal studies. It's the highest level group of any profession on steroids.
Yes, yeah. And these people, they go on steroids and give them the roid rage, and it's like no wonder they're going crazy, Alex. So I thought that might be of interest to you. It sounds like it might be a pretty interesting guest to have on sometime, Alex.
No, they're definitely, a lot of them are on roids. You can see it. They got the water buffalo hump on their back, fatty muscle. And long-term, guys, that really screws up your endocrine system and your male organs, and you don't need that to be tough.
And not only that, they shouldn't even be doing that. If there's somebody that they need to take
it's
down...
It's a Schedule 3. It's the same as cocaine.
They should call backup if there's somebody who's bigger than them they need to take down. There's really no reason. It's all about trying to intimidate us, Alex. And, they look at us as the enemy, I guess, Alex.
No question about that.
Well, I think we're out of time. Lou Upton, I want to really thank you for having me on your show. And I want to thank KLAV AM 1230 for having you on for the last 16-plus years. And I would invite them. I know they can't pick up my weekday show. It's on the same time as you. They ought to pick up the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And I guess that would be 2 to 4 Pacific, and then it's also retransmitted over and over again by the Genesis Network. So I would love to have KLAV pick up the Sunday show. They've got an opening, Lou.
Well, I'll find out. By golly, if it's a possibility, it'll be doable, and you'll hear from us.
Well, I come in every Sunday, and we've got, I've been doing it for about 8 months. We've got about 14 affiliates. It's growing. And, Lou, who knows, maybe we should get you to talk to the network and see about getting a rebroadcast of your KLV or something on KLAV here on the GCN radio network, because you are just so fabulous, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you. And by the way, you have more outstanding videos that I hope people are taking advantage of, because it explores, it explains reality of what's been going on, okay? Thank you for having me with on your show this morning, and for your being on my show this morning or this afternoon, whatever, wherever people might be. if I might mention my website, it's a very difficult one. It's simply theLouEptonShow.com. There's some information on there, a real tribute to the late Aaron Russo.
You bet. We've got a link to it up on InfoWars.com. Thank you, Lou.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Alex Jones.
You bet. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central here on the network. On the Internet, you can listen, restream 24 hours a day. I get into the most horrible thing I've ever seen on television in my life. in the first hour today. So tune in right now. Go to InfoWars.com. We have the network streams right there. And I, the whole hour, really go over a key analogy of life today in our society. It was such an important hour. I want you to tune in right now and listen to the first hour of the show. If you don't have time, you can catch it as it airs concurrently until the next live show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, or get the free podcast. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.